Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Or did he fumble?
Unbelievable.
You want to talk about ripping your heart out.
He came after Carson Palmer. A breakdown in protection. And the Seahawks were on Palmer now.
This is the Opponent Audio Recap.
Boy, that hurt. It sure did.
That one hurt.
The season can't end like that. He missed it last.
All right, so somebody called me last night and said, hey, man, there's a light on in the sports pit at the KJR Studios on Elliott Avenue. What's going
on?
Jackson was here last night. Jackson actually spent the night here. Kevin Shockey showed up and found Jackson sleeping in the hallway, drooling on the carpet after putting this thing together. So this was an undertaking for sure. But I think awesome wins call for an awesome recap. Let's face it. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman on KFAN in Minneapolis. Here's what we got. We got the first half, the third quarter, and the first 13 minutes of the fourth. And then we're going to pick it up, starting with the fourth and one play. Is that correct? And give you the final 2 minutes in its entirety on the broadcast last night. So not a one, not a two, but a three-parter here on the radio show. Here we go. The Seahawks Opponent Audio Recap. KFAN Radio, Minneapolis. What did this bad boy sound like on Viking Radio in Minnesota? Let's find out right now on 950 KJR. Roll it.
It is Sunday Night Football, and Greg Coleman and the pregame breach.
Boys, even with the win last week, some will say, what's wrong with this team? Listen, Purple Nation, these are the best of times, and these are the worst of times as we go west, young man, to face Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. I know it's a big mountain to climb, but nobody said it was going to be easy. You got Seattle with an offense that can put up points on the board quicker than you can say fish and chips. Now, their defense is solid. It's a damn good football team. They're 4-0. They got this, they got that. All the things that would make you say that would pucker up in your hind parts with fear. But fear not, Viking faithful, because it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, because there ain't no mountain high enough, there ain't no valley low enough to shake my faith in this team. On offense, we got our own cook in the kitchen. He's got a special dish on our menu tonight. Captain Kirk, he gonna serve up a slice of Adam, a dab of Rudy, sprinkle in some herb, and throw in some Jefferson jambalaya in the mix. Baby, it's gonna be all good on defense. I know we're a little thin. We got some young bloods in the secondary, but they're getting better and better each week. Oh, yeah, they're going to be tested. They're going to be tested when the test is given. The teacher's solid. But you got Harry the Hitman back in the mix, and that's all good. Purple Nation, I truly believe on this night, this team is going to rise up and smack Seattle right square in the mouth. You might say, well, I don't see that happening, preacher. Well, if you could see it, it wouldn't be faith, now, would it? Remember David fought Goliath? Nobody gave him a snowball's chance in Havana. All he had was a rock and a rag, but he was full of faith, and that's what you got to have. Faith and focus. Back in the day when the old folk used to say, baby, when you receive a word from the Lord, stand to your feet, press your palms to the sky, and let the church say amen.
Amen, Greg Coleman. It is 56, rainy and windy in the Cappuccino capital. The Minnesota Vikings are set to receive the opening kick. And boom! The Vikings trying to snap a decade and a half losing streak in Seattle, and the game is in the air. And the kick goes to Amir Abdullah, near side to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and he gets to about the 23. It is a 10-yard return for Amir Abdullah. The Vikings are going for it on fourth down. They are 1 of 3 this year on fourth down. This is 4th and 2 from the Seattle 37. Rudolph in motion, Cousins shotgun on fourth down. Seattle rushes 4. Kirk pass and caught, first down at the 30-yard line. It's Justin Jefferson for a gain of 5. It's a fourth down, first down. Vikings have scored a touchdown on 6 of their last 7 trips inside the red zone. That's the 20. First and goal for the Minnesota Vikings from the 8. Cousins under center, offset eye left. Hand off, Dalvin to the 5. Dalvin, touchdown, yes! It's the seventh rushing touchdown this season for Dalvin Cook, and the Minnesota Vikings have rolled into Seattle against these undefeated Seahawks and taken a 6-0 lead.
Second and nine for Seattle. Vikes lead 7-0. Wilson looked left, saw nothing out of the shotgun, runs to the right, pumps, gets the 45-40-35. And to the 30-yard line, Jeff Gladney and some other Vikings got a little lackadaisical with Russell running. He only ran for 19 and a first down.
You cannot let him get loose like that.
Empty backfield, three receivers left, two right. Wilson on second and 13. The pocket collapses, and Wilson is sacked by Ifeanyi Odenigbo. Ifeanyi Odenigbo's first sack this season drives the Seahawks even farther back. Third and one for Minnesota. Rudolph in motion, Cousins out of the shotgun. It's a handoff to Dalvin up the middle, goes to grinding close to the first down at the 22. I don't believe he got it. Dalvin came up short, and it was Benson Mayoa, eighth year from Idaho, wrapped him up. It'll be fourth and very short. Olsen, the tight end in motion across the formation, Russell's out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Minnesota rushes four. Russell is sacked again, and this time it is by James Lynch. The first National Football League sack for James Lynch, the rookie from Baylor in his very first game. James Lynch.
And you know what? I think James Lynch just learned a valuable lesson. Do your job and stay in your lane. This defense is playing so, so well right now.
We are at the two-minute warning. Minnesota leads 10-0. We have three sacks on Russell, and Seattle has a total of 46 first-half yards. What a wonderful Sunday. 10-0 Minnesota. Third and 24 for Seattle from its own 25-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Vikings rush four. Russell Wilson, straight drop, and he's sacked again. Yannick Ngakoue. Yannick Ngakoue with the fourth sack on Russell Wilson in the first half, and this Sunday domination, a Sunday colored in purple, continues. The Seahawks are punting.
Yeah, what a great job. Again, down the field by the safeties and the defensive backs, and Russell Wilson really doesn't know what to do with the football.
Punt number three for Dixon, which means in the first half, he has more punts than DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett have receptions combined. 41-yard try by Bailey, who's 5 of 7 this year, 1 of 1 today. 47-yard try, snap spot. Bailey's kick is up, and it is good. Crept in just inside the right upright. That's the end of the first half. Dalvin Cook with a rushing touchdown. Dan Bailey 2 for 2 on field goals, and the undefeated Seattle Seahawks averaging 35.5 points a game. Well, they got zero.
Well, the marathon has begun, and the first 13 miles, is that right? 26.2, yep. Is that correct? First
13.1
did not go well for the Hawks. They went very, very well for Minnesota. But unfortunately for them, there was another half of football. Down 13-0. They're fired up. They can smell victory. They think they're about to end the streak. And then the teams came out for half number two.
Minnesota's at Seattle saying, hold my espresso. Leading 13-0 with the ball as Cousins goes back to pass. He'll dump right to Dalvin Cook. Dalvin's limping, and he is looked like he was holding his left hamstring for a second. He's holding the inside of his left leg. Flag on the play. Dalvin is limping, and it's raining. What is happening all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's the left groin that he's working on. So let's see how he's doing. And Alexander Mattison, it's your time. Let's go.
First and 10, Seattle from the Vikings 45. Wilson passes right, and it's caught for a first down. That is Greg Olsen, the first tight end reception this game for a member of the Seahawks. Peter, that one goes for 20 to the veteran.
Yeah, and they've just found a little bit of a rhythm here as they're knocking on the red zone at the 25-yard line.
And Wilson has it second and four from the Vikings 19 out of the shotgun. Two receivers left and right. Homer to his left. Wilson sacked four times tonight. Loops it. End zone caught. Touchdown. It's Will Disley behind Eric Wilson.
and the favored Seahawks strike. 19-yard touchdown, Wilson to Disley, and it's 13-6.
Paul, this is a perfect example of that one half of a game does not mean you won.
Third and 17 from the 18. Cousins out of the shotgun. His arm is hit as he throws it left. Ball's bouncing around. Incomplete. Cousins looked to pass left to Amir Abdullah. His arm was hit as he threw it, and it fell harmlessly. And now Colquitt is punting to Seattle.
We have a challenge flag on the field. I think Seattle's going to say that he fumbled that. Problem you have with that is even if it's ruled a fumble, you know, I guess it's ball's just going to be where he fumbled it from.
All righty. A dramatic turn of events has just transpired. Welcome back. 13-7 Vikings. The most recent play, Pete, they ruled a fumble, not an incomplete pass. So Seattle has it at the Vikings 15.
The whistle was blown and it was whistled incomplete. So what they're saying is that it was a clear recovery by Seattle. And I'm thinking, yes, of course it is. This is the kind of stuff we can't do, Paul. I mean, yeah. You mentioned turnovers. We talked about that.
Well, you think it was a good call?
I'm not... The ball was kind of coming out of his hand, and he threw the ball forward, so yeah, I got it.
Second and 8, Wilson from the shotgun, passes to the end zone, caught, touchdown. DK Metcalf, front center of the end zone. DK Metcalf with his fourth touchdown this season, and the game is tied at 13 with 8:19 to go in the third quarter.
Right now, the Vikings are staring a one-point deficit in the face.
Vikings get it at their own 25, 14-13 from the Cappuccino Capital. Cousins on first down, goes play action, rolls out to the right, throws right, intercepted KJ Wright. What a lazy, awful pass by Kirk Cousins. And the Seattle Seahawks have taken it away from Kirk, and they're deep in Vikings territory, leading 14-13. I have absolutely no idea why Kirk threw that pass to Jefferson so lazily. It deserved to be picked off.
Well, you know, you bootleg to Dalvin Cook and you watch Dalvin run and you can see him limping. And, you know, yeah, Wright's just did a backpedal.
I mean, come on, what are we doing here, man?
Jefferson needs to bend that thing a little bit deeper, but yeah, wow. you're right. If he's going to jump off that, and he just threw that thing, a nice, really one-handed grab by KJ Wright, but terrible, terrible throw. That's two turnovers by the Vikings in their own end of the field in one quarter. I mean, you put together the best half of football that you've done all year, and then now you do this.
And on first down off the turnover, handoff goes to Chris Carson. Room up the middle, 25-20. Shakes a tackle at the 10, touchdown. Chris Carson with a rushing touchdown from 29, and Seattle has outscored Minnesota 20-0 in the first 7 minutes of the second half. What is happening?
Well, they're falling apart, Paul.
And the Vikings are now -6 in the take give. Boom, here's the kick. Amir Abdullah far side across the 20, and he is smacked by DeMontre Moore. And Amir Abdullah might have a headache after that most recent hit.
Wow, what a, just a great play by Moore. You don't see a lot of defensive linemen covering kicks these days, and he was down there with the fastest of them. So, yet one more momentum builder for Seattle. I'm wondering what's going on with
second and 14. Cousins from under center. Pass left. Connor Smith Jr. at the 43. And he was smacked by Trey Flowers, who's going to be flagged for a penalty of unnecessary roughness. Go ahead and melt down, Trey. 19-yard catch by Irv Smith Jr. is second this game. Let's put 15 more on it. Get in Seattle territory. Get some points. A two-point conversion. And tie this game. Jefferson left, Thielen right. The tailback, Madison, first and goal. Kirk play action, rolls out to the right, passes right, caught, touchdown! Front right of the end zone. There's a flag on the play.
Holding defense number 26.
There yes. We go.
This penalty has been declined. The result of the play is a touchdown.
Two-point try, down two. Cousins, he's going to look to run up the middle, and it didn't work. Hit and stopped at the two-yard line. The Vikings are now 4 of 6 on two-point conversions, and they trail Seattle 21-19. Seattle 0-4 on third down. This is 3rd and 7 from the Vikings 41. Seattle leads by 2 late in the third quarter snap. Here's Harrison Smith with the blitz, but he couldn't get him. Pass pass left incomplete to Metcalf, who had three steps on Cam Dantzler. But credit the veteran hitman. He nearly had the 14th sack of his career. Russell had to throw it away early. Now it's 4th and 7.
Yeah, got some wrestling going on after the play, so it looks like guys are waking up.
15th play of a possession that's gone 91 yards. 2nd and goal, Minnesota. Cousins under center. Fakes a toss right. Looks to the end zone. Passes. Yes! Touchdown! Minnesota Vikings! It's Adam Thielen's 2nd touchdown this game, and the Vikings have reclaimed the lead. 26-21 Minnesota. 4th quarter on the Sleep Number scoreboard. 2nd and 9 from the Seattle 38. 3 receivers left. Wilson shotgun. Looks left. Sees nothing. Runs away from Ngakoue. Now he passes right. Intercepted Eric Wilson! They picked off Russell Wilson with 5:45 to go. They put fatigue on the indefatigable, and they have turned over the Seattle Seahawks.
Paul, that is just a terrible decision. I mean, he matches Kirk Cousins with this throw. This is the worst throw I've seen him make in quite some time. Now, offense, here we go. Your opportunity to put this thing away.
Put it away.
Let's go.
Put it away right now. Out of the 2-minute warning, it is 4th and inches from the Seattle 5-yard line, and the Vikings are going for it. I formation behind Cousins. 2 tight ends right. The tailback is Madison. C.J. Ham in front of him. They take the snap. Hand off Madison, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage. And on 4th and short, the line judge says he did not get it. So now, Seattle, assuming there are no challenges and mistakes made, Seattle's down 5 points, 1:57 to go, with 1 timeout remaining. What just happened? The Vikings going for it when they had an opportunity to move up 8 is going to be a point of consternation. For the record, I'm 100% in agreement. Win or lose this game, that's absolutely the right thing to do.
But now you got 94 yards to defend with less than 2 minutes to go. So here we go.
He did agree with the call.
Correct.
But at the same time, you could also sense the dread in his voice. Like, look, I agree with the call, but I also know what's coming.
Absolutely.
So let's pick it up. 1st and 10 from the Seahawks 6. You're down 5 with 1:57 left to go. I got a text from Eric Nordquist, who's Paul's producer during this segment, says when DK catches the 4th and 10 pass, PA loses his mind. Stay tuned for that and the game-winning touchdown. This is how it wrapped up on KFAN Radio in Minneapolis yesterday.
Here we go. Russell, back to pass, eludes the safety, runs up the middle, 5'10", 15, ooh, he's fast, gets to the 20, Wilson touches him down, run of 20 by Wilson. Seahawks have 1 timeout remaining, Minnesota leads 26-21.
This is a huge,
here it is,
huge growing up moment for these DBs.
4th down for Seattle, 4th and 10 from its own 23. Vikings stop them here, and we win. Wilson, shotgun, Harrison Smith shows blitz, backs off. Russell with a deep shot to the left side. Caught DK Metcalf at the Vikings 40. Cam Dantzler, what are you doing?
That was a jump ball. That's not even a 50-50 ball. But Dantzler gets himself turned around. And, I mean, you got to go get the ball at its highest point, Dantzler. Come on.
Here comes Russell. He's back to pass. He likes the left side. Goes there again. Incomplete DK Metcalf. This game should be arguably over. If Dantzler is right there with the second-year guy, DK Metcalf, at least he has a chance to knock the ball away. He was unbelievably lost. Wilson, 2nd and 10 from the Vikings 38, takes the snap. Minnesota rushes 4. Wilson straight in the pocket, sees nothing, rolls out to the left. Now he spins right. And now Russell dump, caught. It is caught by Tyler Lockett at the 23, runs out of bounds at the 21. We have a minute to go in the game, and Seattle has it 1st and 10 at the Vikings 21. What a shame this is if Minnesota loses this. 2 receivers left and right, 2nd and 10 from the Vikings 21. Minnesota leads by 5, 56 seconds to go. Wilson takes the snap. Zimmer rushes 4, pass right, caught, first down at the 10. It is DK Metcalf once again. He rolls ahead after a gain of 15. Clock runs. We're down to 44-43. Seattle still with 1 timeout. 1st and goal now from the 6. Now it is 4th and goal from the 6. Minnesota leads 26-21. 20 seconds to go. Coach Bursich, what do you do here?
Yeah, you know, you've got to keep doing what you've been doing. I just don't think as a defense you can sit back on your heels right here. You've got to get aggressive. You've got to make Russell Wilson and only give him time to get one play off, one throw off in the corners. They have to know that if that receiver does an out route, a quick out route, you got to be Johnny on the spot and get on it.
Watch Russell Wilson on the run. Fourth and goal from the 6 for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Snap. Wilson, deep drop, center of the end zone. Is it caught? Touchdown, Seattle! DK Metcalf, unbelievable catch with Anthony Harris all over him. It's 27-26 Seattle with 15 seconds to go in the game. You've got to be kidding me. The Vikings may never win a game in Seattle, Washington.
Well, Fadio Denebo is really unblocked off the edge.
Oh.
And Metcalf coming across the middle, and what a great throw by Russell Wilson.
My God.
I mean, he's as good as he is for a reason. I mean, this guy coming back in after throwing a terrible interception, needing to go, you know, 90-plus yards on the final drive of the game, Paul.
Yeah.
And it just fires a BB on fourth down to Metcalf across the middle of the field. What an unbelievable game this has been.
Yep, they're going for two, up 27-26. Wilson, shotgun, looks left, passes middle for the two, knocked away by Jeff Gladney. Carson, the intended receiver, 15 seconds to go. Vikings have two timeouts. 10 seconds to go. Cousins, shotgun. Seattle rushes four. Kirk pats it, hit as he throws. Throws it away, incomplete. Kirk's right arm was hit. People jumping around for the ball. Block at triple zeros. If they say that was not an incomplete pass, the game is over.
That should be an incomplete pass because the ball is coming forward.
That's an incomplete
pass.
That's
a totally incomplete pass.
I thought we had him tonight, Pete.
Yeah, well, we really did. We did, and you know, we talked about it coming out of halftime was, you know, just don't shoot yourself in the foot, and then you do that,
yeah,
twice.
The Cousins interception to KJ Wright was ridiculous.
It's awful.
It was terrible. The Vikings went for it fourth and inches at the 4-yard line, where Bailey would have made a field goal to put him up by 8.
Mm-hmm. Here
we go.
Review: the ruling of fumble stands.
Okay.
Therefore,
wow.
The game is over.
So. Anyway, for 9 to noon purposes, here, whatever, I still have no regrets thinking it was the right thing to do. Hey, a shocker, the Vikings lost at Seattle.
Wow. You know, both plays where KJ Wright got his hands on the ball, it was like Kirk Cousins didn't even see him or didn't care that he was there. Remember the first play of the game? He's right in his face.
Yeah.
And he smacks the ball down.
Yep.
And then the interception. And how about this for an underrated portion of yesterday's game? How about Minnesota going for it for two, and they run a draw to Kirk Cousins, and they grab him? If they get that play, or they kick the extra point, who knows what happens yesterday?
I had to watch that again because I could not believe in real time that they actually designed a quarterback draw for Kirk Cousins. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But I was listening to that the last drive, Dave. Man. Just went back to the stats, and I counted the play-by-play for DK Metcalf on that final drive.
Yep.
4 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown in the last 2 minutes of the football game for this guy.
Yeah, I think the official stat sheet says he was targeted 6 times. I think it was actually 7 times because of the one play where Wilson got in Russell's face, and he just kind of threw that duck up. Yeah, I mean, he was phenomenal on the last drive of the game for the Hawks. I mean, that's what you got in DK Metcalf. I think he's a first-team All-Pro wide receiver right now, okay? Honestly, the guy's got 2 more years left on his deal after this year because he's a second-round draft pick. Don't be surprised if the Hawks try and get something done with this guy long-term and get him wrapped up as soon as possible because this is the best quarterback-receiver combo as far as athleticism that this franchise has ever seen. Will they accomplish what a guy like Steve Largent accomplished? Will they accomplish what Dave Craig and Steve Largent got done? That remains to be seen. But as far as pure athleticism and skill, speed, strength, the whole thing, nobody comes close to what these guys are doing right now. We're going to break 4:43.
The Vikings may never win a game in Seattle, Washington.
Testimonials is up next. Whatever's on your brain after that win yesterday, get it to us now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.